Hey, greetings everyone. It's Sister Amen.
And Brother Tupos.
We're here for the edification audio tonight, and hopefully it'll be edifying.
It is tonight. Anyway. The day has gone by. Where did the day go, Sister Amen?
It's still today, not tomorrow yet.
Nope, it's still today. It's early enough, so We hope you're all doing well and ready for some edification, some thoughts, some tidbits, some bits, some pieces.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to bring to you today, all in God's name. Today, I got another van project done.
You did. It's awesome.
I built a side storage box. I was so tired of our chairs being strapped to my ladder outside, and you always got to slide that little cover on them and strap them down with strings. I made a storage box. Now you lift up the lid, push the chairs in, close the lid, and I got room for other things like oil for the van and all that kind of stuff. So I got to post. I'm going to be putting it up. Maybe we'll link it on this top of our edification today.
Yeah, let's see.
I have that and my gospel signs to put up on the van dwelling page.
Nice. Yeah, you did a good job on it. And can I say, after trying out the shocks again today, even though we didn't drive very far, they're pretty awesome.
Yeah. We got the shocks done yesterday. We got this project done today. So just taking this time to get a few things done in between our preaches. And yeah, we had a good day today. And Sister Amen, what is on your mind? I know you got some things you want to talk about. I got a couple things I guess I could share.
You want to go first?
Yeah, we just sat here and watched the police.
Oh.
We're parked at a spot that lets us park overnight because we're customers. And the police came by, and right next to like a pretty decent little hotel back here, some beggars have a tent camp.
Yeah.
And the cops came in with flashlights, and we're just sitting there watching. They didn't run them out, but they probably told them up, "We'll come back in a few hours. You got to be gone."
Yeah.
And so these beggars sweep in, and they pitch their tents on private property, and a lot of times they leave a mess. And
so
quite the life we live out here. We get to see all of those people walking by. We do get to witness to them, but
I've witnessed to a couple of them yesterday.
The beggars down here are a different crowd. Yeah, we handed out some beggar bags, and different type of people.
Yeah, it's a different part of the world when you live out here in a parking lot. You see what you don't normally see when you live just a regular life going to and from. And
You do have to kind of trust in the Lord, because you go to sleep and you think, okay, somebody could walk by and do something, but you go, oh, well, we're trusting in you, Lord. So we sleep really good. I don't worry about anything. So
I don't either,
so that's a good thing. But, yeah, it was interesting. We were sitting there and the cops showed up, and we get to see a lot of the police officers' duties, and we see arrests and drug deals and all kinds of stuff out here.
Yeah, they got quite a job, don't they?
Yeah.
You know, they got to walk around in the dark with a flashlight, and when somebody else on the other end of the flashlight sees it, I mean, how do they know that, they're the target, the police officers?
Yeah, and we deal with police officers a lot. We dealt with a nice one just the other day. In fact, we didn't have anything on us to do it, but we're going to send him something and bless this officer. He was very nice to us and allowed us to preach on a public sidewalk and didn't say, "What are you doing out here?" I like that. I like when police officers don't come up and go, "What are you doing out here?" and start interjecting their own opinions or religious stance or whatever. They'll take a gospel and they go, "Yeah, you're fine. You have every right to be out here." And so we're going to,
neutral. Job,
so we're going to send that officer something to bless him. So that'll be awesome.
Yeah.
What is on your mind, Sister Amen? I kind of cut you off there.
Oh, no, that's all right. So last night you talked to that guy who said he was a Wiccan?
Oh, yeah, older guy my age. Never would have guessed or thought he'd be a Wiccan. That's usually like younger people and a lot of women. Pretty strange.
Yeah, so it got me thinking, we talk about all the denominations out there, like all the mainstream ones and all the non-denoms. But one of the things that's really growing is like New Ageism, Gaia.
Yeah, Wiccan. Islam and New Age and Gaia and Wicca are the fastest growing religions.
Yeah, so I thought maybe for people who don't know, you might want to maybe kind of explain the Wiccan, New Age, or Gaia, how it all kind of is.
Wiccan is kind of a pagan religion based on nature worship, earth worship, animal worship, but a lot of earth worship. And so they don't believe that in the Christian God. They believe that the earth, like that man said yesterday, that Mother Earth is our progenerator, something like that. Progenerator.
Oh, I can't remember what you said.
Anyway, she's the creator of all life.
Yeah.
And so they worship the earth. And that's similar to Gaia worship, which is another system that just worships the earth and animals and all that type of thing. And then you have a New Age that's mixed in there. I can't talk tonight. And New Age is like metaphysical mysticism. It's more like a mind religion, yoga, whereas Wicca is more of like the actual worship of the earth. And then, of course, you got witchcraft thrown in there, which... there's all different kinds of witchcraft. That guy started telling me, oh, no, we believe in white magic. So they think they have white magic that's good. And then they'll say, oh, well, the Satanists do the black magic. That's bad. But it's all paganism. It's all occult. It's all mysticism, which is spiritual truth outside of God's truth. That's what mysticism is.
Yeah.
So none of those are biblical. They're very old. They go back way, way far to the Druids and such. But... in fact, some guy when we were preaching called me and said I looked like a druid priest. I don't get that.
Like
druid priests wear big hoods.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know why I don't have a hood on. I just have a long untucked shirt.
Yeah.
But anyway.
I wanted to read Deuteronomy 18, 10 through 12 in relation to what you were just talking about. There shall not be found among you anyone that maketh his son or daughter to pass through the fire, or that useth divination, or an observer of times, or an enchanter, or a witch, or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancer. For all that do these things are an abomination unto the Lord, and because of these abominations, the Lord thy God doth drive them out from before thee.
Yeah, and I read the verse. I read the verse yesterday in our edification audio where Paul talks about witchcraft as one of the things that will keep you out of the kingdom of God.
Yeah, definitely.
And so that all of this stuff, again, it's outside of God's truth. It's a blend. Satan's behind all of it, and man creates all these false ways to deceive people.
Yeah, so I was going to read 2 Samuel 22:50. Therefore, I will give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen, and I will sing praises unto thy name.
Yeah.
So we live in a land of people claiming all these different religions and faiths, and even the so-called Christians, they're not even worshiping the right Jesus.
Right.
So we're living in a land like among the heathens.
Yeah, all different levels of deception, all the way from earth worship, all the way up to false Jesus worship, and everything in between.
Yeah, yeah. So that's what I had on that. And, oh, while we're talking about that, I guess mine kind of all go together. I don't know, did you have something else?
No, go for it.
With it?
Yeah, I have something to share at the end.
Oh, okay. So... remember that death truck we saw?
Today we went, it was raining, so we went to McDonald's Marketplace and worked online, got our post up. Oh, we got our Palestinian post up.
Palestinian protest poach.
Protest post will be up. That'll be linked at the top where we got to preach there after a farmer's market preach last Saturday. And some guy pulled up with a pickup truck, looked like a Spanish man. Skulls all over it, chains all over it, lights all over it.
Skeletons
and sister
hanging.
Yeah, Sister Amon. Yeah, a bunch of junk all hanging on it. Sister Amon got a picture of it. Kind of reminds me, I don't know if it had anything to do with it, like that Santa Maria religion, which is like an occult religion down in Mexico where they kill chickens and they do all kinds of strange things. It almost looked like that kind of vehicle. Sometimes they have rosary beads to Mary and then they have bloody animals. And
it's demonic.
Yeah, it's a combination of all different faiths.
Yeah, it makes me think
I think
about...
it's called Santa Maria.
Oh, okay. Maybe we could look that up and see what it is and talk about it next time.
Yeah.
I was thinking about how this culture is enamored with death.
Oh, yeah.
It's like all the horrible movies and all the wicked video games and everybody's wearing skulls and, yeah, acting like demons, all the murderous rap music I used to listen to. It's like everybody's enamored with that death, but when you talk about their own impending death, they're like oblivious to it.
Yeah.
It's like Satan has created a delusion in front of them, you know, the death is waiting for them.
Yeah.
But yet they can't see it.
Yeah.
But they don't want to.
Yeah.
Pretty much. So.
I just looked up Santa Maria real quick. So yeah, Santa Maria, it's a Caribbean religion. It's kind of linked with Catholicism in Mexico, the Catholics and people practicing Santa Maria do it. It worships, this is the definition, Santa Maria worships the Supreme God as well as hundreds of orcas, divine mythical gods and goddesses that communicate with humans to help them live a life of wisdom, prosperity, and morality. So it's like another plural multi-god religion, and there's all different flavors of it. But when the Catholics went into Mexico, one of the ways they proselytized people was just like they did in Rome when they merged Christmas with the pagan holidays and Easter became a pagan holiday. They merged Christians and pagans. Down in Mexico, they wanted people to become Catholic, and the people were so ensconced in the Santa Maria, they said, you can do that and be a Catholic. People said, oh, that's great. So people do that religion and the Catholic religion. So it's an appeasing of the pagans to get them to do both things.
Yeah, kind of like the modern Christianity today. You can keep all your pagan and
come as you are
practices and still slap Christ's name on it.
Yep, all your whatever, all your flavors that you want. Yeah.
Yeah, it makes me think about all the disdain people have for the Roman Catholics, but yet they're doing so much of what the Roman Catholics do.
Oh yeah, they're practicing a lot of the same type of traditions. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
The traditions handed right down from them.
Yep. Amen. Yeah. Amen.
I was also thinking about, I was reading Genesis. Well, I'll just read this part here. Genesis 18, 23 through 24. And Abraham drew near and said, wilt thou also destroy the righteous with the wicked? I'm sorry. I should have said this is about Sodom and Gomorrah. About to be destroyed.
About Sodom, yeah.
Yeah, that helps. And Abraham drew near and said, wilt thou also destroy the righteous with the wicked? Peradventure there be 50 righteous within the city. Wilt thou also destroy and not spare the place for the 50 righteous that are therein? And then he goes to 50 minus 5, which is 45, and then to 40, then 30, then 20, then 10. And we see that 4 came out and only 3 of them actually made it.
Yeah, one didn't endure. One turned back.
Right.
Lot's wife.
And I was thinking about how few, I got a couple points here, how few it is, Matthew 7:14, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few
puny
be that find it. It's puny, and you know what else it means? I looked this up. Almost brief.
Yeah.
It's like not even brief, it's almost brief.
Right.
It's like nothing.
Slim, puny, small, tiny.
And, you know, I used to wonder, like, when it's talking about how they were smote blind by the angels, this is in Sodom and Gomorrah, and they're still groping around for the door.
Yep, still groping around to do angels. Sexual perversion.
Yeah, and I used to think, wow, that's insane. How can anybody be that bad? But then I was thinking about the pride parades, which we don't go to, and I don't watch any of them, but we know
they're
very perverse.
We preached outside one pride event, and it was on the sidewalk, and it was a very calm,
pretty mild,
mild one. We've never gone to one of their parades or anything that is totally outlandish.
Well, yeah, and when I thought about the pride parades and some of the other things that they do that are so vile and disgusting, I could absolutely see how those people could be so demented and perverted to do that.
They're like turned over.
Yeah, it's here today.
Yeah.
It is here today.
Oh, yeah, America is Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yeah, you just don't see that amount of perverseness in the public a whole lot. We see it out on the streets when we preach, and we see it come out. It's just going to get worse
and worse. It's growing and growing.
It is. It's going to spread right out there, and we will have like a full-blown Sodom
and Gomorrah. One of the signs of that, civilizations crumble right when one of the last things is sexual perversion. And when you look at America, not only is like homosexuality, child sex, porn, all this stuff, not only is it allowed, it's being embraced.
It is.
It's being favored. It's being lifted up. They're making transgenderism, and it's being favored. That's one of the signs that the nation is about ready to totally collapse, because it isn't just out there. It's being prompted as the new norm.
Oh, yeah. They're
it's called being
it.
Woke.
Yep. Pushing it, so it's going to be spread right in the streets, right, and it's going to spread like wildfire. It's just going to keep going.
The Lord tarries, it's going to get, it'll be just like Sodom and Gomorrah.
Well, look at all
it's close now, but
internet.
Yeah, it would be just like it,
Like AI stuff, that's getting really perverse.
Yeah, speaking of AI, we were covering this the other day. AI is giving you all kinds of opportunities to do anything from help you find a job. AI, artificial intelligence, it's a computer brain that you can go in and give it parameters, and it goes and does all the work for you. And it sounds like a good tool, right? Oh, AI, artificial intelligence, you tell it what to do, and it goes and does all the work for you. Well, yeah, it might help you find a job. It might help you balance your budget. It might help you do some innate things, but you got a bunch of really strange things. Like one, you got pastors using AI to write their sermons. You got computers writing sermons. We're supposed to rely on the Holy Spirit. They're relying on computers. So that's one. And then you've got AI. Now, if you have a dead relative and you have an audio recording of their voice, you can tell AI all about the person and input the person's voice, and you can talk to that person. an AI will talk and be that person. It's like necromancy, talking to the dead. And then it gets even more perverse. Now AI has gotten to the place where you can put in parameters and you can dial up any kind of porn situation you want.
Yeah.
Make it up.
And people are also marrying AI. What do you call those the people they create in there?
And with robots coming in and all this stuff. So yeah, it's a very ill, sick time. It reminds me of how God said when he destroyed the Tower of Babel that they would not anything they wanted to do will be withheld from them.
Yeah.
And that's what we're coming to now. And I also think AI, artificial intelligence, there's no way it's not tied to the future Antichrist rule. Revelation 13:15, and he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, and the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. He's going to have massive power, cause the image of the beast to speak. Could it be AI is like, they keep saying this word sentient. In a few years, the computers are going to be sentient. Basically, it means they're going to become their own being. They can reproduce themselves, program themselves, do all kinds of autonomous things. They're going to be sentient. And I said this to the brothers and sisters when we gathered not long ago. The guy starting AI said, we are creating a god.
Yeah.
And the reason they call it a god is because it's all-knowing. You can put something in, put a person's name in and their social security, and AI can go tell you everything about them. Where they go on their phone, what they do, what they spend, how much they've made every year, what they look like, how many kids they have.
They can see you through your phone. They can see you through the satellite.
So sentient, the computers are coming to life. So yeah, it's definitely going to be part of the end times. Yeah, pretty interesting. It's kind of interesting to watch, and I say, come soon, Lord Jesus. In his time. Yep. In his time.
That's coming. The end is here. Or coming here fast.
Anything else, Sister Ellen?
Yeah, it was a lot of darkness. So, and you and I used to be in the dark.
Oh, yeah, we used to be in the dark a lot. We're no better than anybody, but we're different today. Praise God.
Right. Super dark. Super wicked. So when we talk about all this dark, wicked stuff, Brother Tupos and I weren't far from it.
Yeah.
Demented.
We were involved in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So here we'll have something good. Ephesians 4:22.
Is this your verse of the day?
This is kind of wrapping up the darkness.
Oh, yeah, gotcha.
Kind of going in with it, and then I do have one ending verse. That you put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah,
it
putting
shows
on
you
the
light
new man.
And dark.
The old man has to die. You can't serve two masters. We'll always have a fallen nature inside of us, but the new man has to rule over him and walk in the direction of the kingdom of God. Otherwise, you're not going to make it.
Right. And when we look at all the darkness that people are doing, regardless of what it is, I never look at them, and I know you don't, and never look at them like, whoa, look how wicked they are. When I see that all going on, I think about, wow, I'm glad I'm not wicked like I used to be because of the Lord.
Yeah, thank the Lord for salvation. Yeah, we're not, we know that we're not any better than anybody.
No.
Anything good in us is because of the Lord and his word and his truth. So if we didn't find that and have that, we would be those people. So,
oh, we were.
Yeah. That doesn't mean we can't call wickedness wickedness. And I can call people's wickedness today out because ask me about my wickedness I used to do and I'll tell you.
Yeah.
We called it wickedness. We tell people it was wickedness. We don't say, we've never done any of this. We say, oh, yeah, we did all that stuff. That's why we can call it wicked, because we're not hypocrites. We know it. We lived it. It's wicked. It's satanic. Get out of it. Follow Christ. He's much, much better to follow.
Praise God. Amen. To be set free into the light, out of the darkness.
Yeah.
And they can have that, too. That's why we go preach the gospel.
We share it with whoever whoever has ears to hear and eyes to see.
Right.
Yeah. I was dealing with a man who wants to seek the kingdom, and him and I have been talking about the Word of God. Losing your life, the topic of, like, remember this, Sister Emma, when we had to do this, speaking of this, we used to do all this stuff, birthdays, graduations, worldly weddings, funerals, parties, man-made holidays. We used to do all this stuff, and we had to give it all up. This man is learning.
I was glad to give it all up.
Yeah, this man is learning that he's going to have to lose all of this. What do you think about that, Sister? I'm talking about losing your life.
Well, for some people, they're wrapped up into it quite a bit, and it's hard for them to lose. But once you lose it and you get on the other side of it, you see how free you are to be set free from it. And this man said something about what it, how did he say it? That it should
he
get
said,
easier.
It's going to be a long road, but if I start doing it, it's going to get easier as I go.
He's right. He's like right at the gate.
The early stuff is the hardest.
So he sees it pretty clearly and basically. So, yeah, he's right.
And I tell people the first year is the hardest because that's when most change happens. If you're really seeking God, most of your change happens within the first year. It should. Yeah. And then you just maintain and then grow and perfect and become sanctified after that. But the first year, there's a lot to change.
Right. You know, in a year is a really long time.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like a super long time to be making.
Well, you change stuff
things.
As you learn of it.
Yeah, and the only reason we probably would learn to had been a lot quicker on it,
we had, nobody
had
help
somebody
us.
To help us. Yeah, yeah, because
we had to learn it all on our
how
own.
How long does it take to learn that Christ Mass is a pagan holiday?
Right.
A so day these, or two, done.
These people that are done. Blessed to know other saints like us or our brothers and sisters that can help them, in a couple of months, you can be pretty much on board if you're willing to shed all your sin.
Yeah.
A little quicker than that. I mean, as soon as you find out something sinful, start fighting against it and leave it. Drop your net, go.
Yeah, it's not
repent.
That hard to look it up in the scriptures.
But when you don't know about it, it's hard to leave it, and then you learn about it.
Yeah, exactly. When you're fumbling around.
That's where
own,
discipleship comes in.
That does help.
Yeah, so speaking of losing your life, so I was telling him birthdays are New Age and about astrology. The new saint, the saints didn't do them. Graduations, worldly weddings, funerals the way they do them today. Not a burial, but funerals the way they do them. All unbiblical man-made traditions. And what I was telling him is those things take you away from the kingdom of God. And Sister Emma and I sit there, people say to us, well, how do you have time to do all you do for the Lord? It's like we don't do the worldly things. We don't watch TV. We don't go to movies. We don't do sports. We don't do birthdays. We don't do graduations. We don't do parties. We've left our worldly friends and family that don't want the things of God. And so now we have all the time of every day of our life to serve the kingdom of God. When your life's full of all of the other stuff,
well, idle pursuits,
you got no
yeah.
time. And this is what I was telling them. It's about losing your life. Jesus said in Matthew 10:38-39, he that taketh not his stake, cross, and follow after me is not worthy of me. And he that findeth his life, that man I'm talking about, just text me, by the way, you heard that ding.
Oh, nice.
He that findeth his life shall lose it, and he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. I like that. Lose your life, and that's what it is, losing all the things of the world, losing the flesh, and following after Christ.
You know what? The very second I heard the gospel that you could have a new life, I wanted my old life.
Yeah, home. Yeah, you knew it
I had
to
no
go.
Problem losing that old life. Yeah. It didn't matter.
Yeah, you knew it had to go. So yeah, we hope that we hope you're all losing your life for Christ.
Yeah, because what does it profit you if you gain the whole world and lose your soul?
Nothing.
You can't take it with you anyway.
Nope.
Talk to Solomon.
Amen.
He got some good words of wisdom.
Amen. Anything else tonight, Sister Emma?
Yeah, I have one more good scripture verse about out of the darkness.
Out of the darkness.
John 8:12. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. I love that.
Light of life, yeah. Yeah, we don't walk in darkness if we're following Christ. If we walk in darkness, we're fooling ourselves if we think we're following Christ, because then we make Christ of darkness. Makes no sense.
What does light have to do with darkness?
Amen. That makes no sense, yeah. My last verse is Proverbs 21:15-16. It is joy that the just do judgment, but destruction shall be to the workers of iniquity. That's sin. The man that wandereth out of the way of understanding shall remain in the congregation of the dead.
Ouch.
This man asked me, he heard me talk about when we look around, we can see a bunch of dead people. And he asked, do you think did I seem like one of those dead people? And we're like, no, you were actually seeking and talking and looked like you wanted the things of God. He goes, and he kind of said, yeah, I see what you mean now about the dead people. They don't care. Try to bring up God to them, they brush it off. They don't want to talk about it.
He'd been seeing that.
Yeah, and that's how God starts showing you. You don't even realize you're seeing light until you compare it to people that don't want the light. And you go, wow, why am I seeing this? God's opening my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
It starts to make a difference in your life.
It does.
Yeah. That's interesting. The congregation of the dead. We stand outside those sometimes, the churches. Congregation of the dead.
Yeah, sometimes those places have like dead people in the ground and then dead people in their pews right next to each other on the same piece of land.
Exactly. Yeah.
But we try to bring them light and life and truth and love.
Yeah.
So maybe, you never know, sometimes there's a seeker in one of those places that gets truth.
Amen. Amen. Anything else tonight, Sister Emma?
Just that I'm thankful for what the Lord provides us in food and raiment that Amen. We're content with, and a place to park, which is over and above Amen. That, and all the blessings that he gives us. In
like
the,
brothers and sisters.
Yep. And wisdom and knowledge, discernment, strength,
Amen.
Zeal, fervor, yeah. fortitude, steadfastness.
Oh, yeah. Those are all good, good things.
He gives us.
And
yeah,
love and peace and joy and long-suffering and truth and goodness and righteousness.
Yeah, yeah, I love it.
We're rich in Christ.
Hey, we could do an audio sometime just listing them, and we'd be up until the next day and then the next
would.
Day.
They'd go long. They would go long, yeah.
They would. He's merciful, isn't he?
So he is. He is. We're getting ready to do a preach on Saturday. Brother Zelos and his family are in another town. They're going to do another preach. And then, Lord willing, we're going to meet up and do a New Year's Eve event.
Mm-hmm.
That we've done it once before, but there's lots of people there.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of a family event. We'll do it and then get out early because all of the drinking comes out. And we used to do that stuff.
Oh,
we know all about it.
New Year's Eve used to be a big one for
Yeah, me. I used to start drinking at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, so that's about the time we'll be done, 4 or 5. And then all the wickedness goes on until 1 or 2 in the morning. So we're going to be out
shining the light.
Yep, shine light, doing that this weekend if the Lord wills. So
let's see if we get those
yep,
days.
I think that's all we got for you today. We hope that you are seeking the kingdom. And go do a Bible word study. Look up the word dark and darkness and look up the word light. And look at the great contrast and then decide, do you want to be a child of the light or you want to be a child of darkness? Satan's kingdom is built in the darkness and sin.
Oh, yeah.
Christ is the light and the life. Which one do you want to be about? Walk in the light. Come out. Follow the gospel. Check it out at don'tperish.com and make sure that you're a child of God.
Amen.
Be of that gospel. Check out all the links we're going to have at the top. We'll have our Palestinian preach. We'll have my two Bandolier posts up. And Sister Amon, didn't you read some scriptures today? What did you read?
I read a whole bunch of in Hebrews audio Bible readings.
Nice.
And I finished up Hebrews, so.
Awesome.
Sometimes I fall behind a little bit, but that's okay, because good works are always being
Amen.
Done.
Amen. All right, till next time, the Lord lets us come to you again. We hope you're edified. Check out don'tperish.com. Check out the Ecclesia gathering. We did a gathering this morning with the brothers and sisters. We were going over scriptures that the young brother read over the night, and because he works a third shift job, so he was up during the night studying, and so we had coffee together, and that was kind of neat. We talked about scriptures, so that's up, and I think there's some other stuff there, so check it out. Be edified. Seek the light. Repent. Come out of the darkness.
Amen. May God be praised.